There's Ted.
All right, well, let's go to the phones, and we say good morning, News Radio 101. Who's this?
Ted Nebraska here.
Hey, Ted, how you doing this morning?
Late.
That's all right.
My apologies.
That's all right. We tried to call you. You know, you're on the betting line for the day, right? All right, Ted, Ted, of course, from Wire Points, and has some issues we wanted to talk to you about today. First of all, let's start with the governor's budget address last week. He's talking about having a surplus of funds, some tax breaks. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, there's a few things going on. First, the governor's trying to take credit for these better numbers in the budget, claiming that he's made a bunch of efforts, him and his administration, when in fact, if you look at the facts, they've done either little to nothing to actually improve the numbers. It's all because of nearly $200 billion in federal COVID aid that's made all the difference. It's boosted tax revenues. You've got $200 billion that's come to companies, to individuals, and stimulus checks. You've got the government got money, states, local governments. That's what's beefed up the budget, not Governor Pritzker. And unfortunately, that means that there's really nothing better for Illinoisans in the long term, not lower property taxes, no pension reform. There's no business improvement. Tough road ahead when the free money from the government runs out.
Let me go back, Ted, because I want to make sure that people understand this. You got a bunch of guys with your group at Wire Points that go back and look at all this stuff and run the numbers and look at where all this stuff comes from.
That's right. We always look at the numbers. We went back and looked at where we were pre-COVID, where we are today, and then we try to think about, what exactly did the government pass? They actually haven't really met very much. As we know, they keep canceling session. And we looked and said, look, the only fine things where they increased benefits for government workers, they increased costs for the government, which means taxpayers have to pay more. And there was nothing there that showed revenues from what they did. There was a $650 million tax hike that the government passed on businesses, so that did increase government revenues. But the rest is all COVID relief money. And that's not good because COVID relief money, federal money, we're paying the price for it through higher inflation right now. We'll have higher federal taxes one day. So there's no free lunch.
He was pretty emphatic about, especially on the gas tax, let's say. He was pretty emphatic for a couple of days, the budget, and then he's twice done, press conferences about the gas tax. He's pretty emphatic that, hey, even if it wasn't for that federal money, we were going to have a surplus to build roads and bridges and all that anyway, so he could afford to suspend that increase for a year. And you don't think that's correct?
It's just not true. I mean, it's not true. We look, 14 months ago, he ran, his government put out what they expected to have in revenues in 2023, the government revenues, and it was about $40 billion. Well, just a few months later, 14 months later, it's $46 billion, so it's a $6 billion increase. They didn't do anything to do that. It was all because of the federal government aid that came in. And I'm not saying it didn't just come into the state. It came into, stimulus checks, the corporations, unemployment benefits. But all those things generated record tax revenues for sales taxes. People were spending more. Income taxes, people actually had more income in unemployment than they did when they were working. And you also had these capital gains tax. Remember, trillions of dollars have flown from the federal government into the stock market, and that's boosted the stock returns. People have bigger capital gains. So, Governor Pritzker's government is rolling in revenue right now. It's all temporary, but it's there.
All right. So my next question is on this gas tax relief. You guys are saying it's not relief at all. I say it's one of the chintziest things that have ever been given by the government. 2 cents, big whooping deal. That amounts to about a quarter every time I fill up my tank.
Can you imagine getting that quarter and celebrate after you fill up your tank?
I can't even buy a candy bar.
Yeah, well, there's two things to it. One, it's only about 2 cents, right, per gallon. So like you said, 25, 30 cents savings on when you fill up. But the important point is, look, he's not lowering your gas tax. It's not like he's going to say, okay, today it's whatever it is, I'm going to lower it by 2 cents. No, what he's saying is I'm not going to raise it. The planned 2 cents is going to go up in July of 2022. So he's just not going to gouge you more. And you have to remember that this is the same governor and the same General Assembly that doubled our tax, our gas taxes back in 2019. So again, you know, right now we have the second highest gas taxes in the country. When Governor Pritzker took over, we had the 21st highest. So, you know, he's responsible for a lot of that. So to give us a 2-cent break, and it's not even a 2-cent break, it's just not to raise it 2 cents, isn't really helping anybody.
All right, the credit rating agencies last year boosted the credit rating of Illinois for the first time in, you know, I think a gazillion years.
About 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, so weren't they smart enough to see through that that was federal money and had nothing to do with it, or did they see something that we're not seeing?
Well, it's important to understand what the credit rating is. The credit rating is it's not for, it doesn't mean anything for taxpayers directly. The credit rating is for the bondholders, the people who buy bonds. And so when Moody's and all those guys are looking at the credit rating, they're saying, how likely is it, or how, you know, is it more likely now that the bondholders, who are always first in line if there's a problem, will they get repaid in the next 2, 3, 5 years? Well, when you have that much money flowing around the state, the likelihood that bondholders get repaid just increased. It got better for them. It doesn't mean it's any better for taxpayers, but it's certainly better for bondholders. So that's why they're able to raise the credit rating. Bondholders are better off. There's a lot of money there. They're first in line, so they don't have to worry as much.
So Comptroller Mendoza sends a letter the other day to one of the credit rating agencies, if not several of them, saying, hey, take a look again. You need to raise the credit rating again. You don't think they should do that?
Well, you know, there's nothing structural that the, you know, seriously, there's nothing structural that the state has done to improve the pensions. There's nothing structural that they've done to improve out-migration. You know, if you actually look at the last population numbers from the census, right, they were down another 114,000 drop in population for Illinois in 2021. That's not good news. There's nothing that they've done about property taxes. There's no structural reform whatsoever. So, you know, the Illinois of pre-COVID is the same today, with the exception of this temporary nearly $200 billion of flooded money that's come in. And not to mention, you know, things will be worse, right? You've got this inflation. You've got, you know, beef prices up 19%. You've got egg up 11%. You've got fruit up 8%. This is going to be a tough time for Illinoisans who are looking around and saying, what states are more attractive? Which ones are cheaper? Where are there more jobs?
But these shortages in supply chain, this goes back to Trump back in 2020 when we couldn't get toilet paper and wipe our collective butts. And these shortages are all over the country. How do you flee Illinois and go to another state when they're going to have the same problems with the supply chain?
Well, there's no doubt about that. You're not fleeing the inflation. Because the inflation is not an Illinois problem alone. All I'm saying is that Illinois was a tough place to live before COVID. Right, second highest property taxes. We know what the numbers have been on out migration. So if Illinois gets even tougher and there's no reforms been done, I just say watch out, because you know, you can give an upgrade and you can give a credit upgrade and tell the bondholders that they're better off, but that doesn't tell, you know, Joe Sixpack in Decatur or somewhere that he's better off.
So when all of this money dries up, what does reality look like here in the near future?
Well, this is the scary part for me. You know, this whole trillions of dollars in spending has to stop. And, you know, and that's pushed up the stock market a lot. And you know, now there's concerns about what happens with all this inflation. What happens when that money dries up, you know, nationwide? What happens if the stock market corrects 20, 30%, 40%? You know, all the good things that we saw could unwind, because it's not real growth. And so, you know, what happens in a place like Illinois? Well, we go back to saying, where's the money going to go? Where's the money going to come from to pay all those pension debts? Are we going to raise taxes more? Are we going to be back to another tax hike? Property taxes around the state will go up to pay the police and fire pensions. You know, this is the fear, is that with nothing being done and everybody celebrating the short-term period, it's not a real period. I don't want to call it fake. It's just not real. And we have to watch out, and we have to, at some point, we have to, you know, tighten our belt. Otherwise, this thing's going to get uglier.
Do you know, does the legislature have any bill out there to deal with fixing the pension system at all? Because it seems like since the Supreme Court ruled back in 2015 or whatever year that was, that there hasn't been any attempt to correct the pensions. Is there any bill out there at all that you're aware of right now to do that?
No, there's some small stuff, small pension buybacks that they're too small to be worth mentioning. The only thing worth mentioning is Senator Daley and a couple other Republican legislators have put out their ideas of how the pension protection plan should be amended. And Darren Bailey has put, I think, the boldest one out there, just saying we have to be able to reform all pensions going forward. Let government change the rules of how pensions are doled out. So that's the only thing out there. But otherwise, there's no plan of any kind of pension reform. And as long as Governor Pritzker says pension reform is a fantasy, nothing will happen.
Dad.